Okay. Can you explain the 3-2-1 process when it relates to poker and my poker playing?
Certainly. 3-2-1 process is you have a thought. Now, we say think any damn thing you want. Think anything.
Yeah.
But the words that come out of your mouth are the essence of the creation that you're about to enjoy. And if you'll look at your life and where you are exactly right at this pinpointed second, it is because out of your mouth have come words that are exactly what you're what you're living in right this hot second. Okay? What comes out of your mouth, not what you put in your mouth, but what comes out of your mouth sets what you will experience. Okay? And that happens every single time without fail or exception. So, 3, have a desire. Something that might be fun. Makes no difference what it is. Makes no difference. Then say that thing that you'd like to enjoy out loud. Now the grace is on. Now the race is on. Now the point is you get to decide if that thing you've said out of your mouth is indeed the fastest path to your joy or is not the fastest path to your joy. But you'll find it out by saying it. Your non-physical then gets involved completely.
Okay.
It only responds to the nouns. Okay?
Okay. What about writing something down?
Well, how did that work? That didn't serve the Gutens very well, the Gutenberg press very well.
Okay.
So we say, if you don't want to, great, but that's the long way around the mountain.
But you said that, I believe before you've said on cash flow or something, like, you know, write your desires down and put them in a little box and put that
box
away.
But that doesn't mean, throw it, that's exactly right. Throw it in your non-physical box. And then when you think about it, go through and and you look at those pieces of paper and everything that non-physical is taken care of for you, throw that piece of paper out. And if there's something that hasn't been created, put it back in as you constantly are adding. And what you'll find is that all that you're focus will be on the damn box, not what you write down on the piece of paper. So then that's a way of getting you into the notion of relaxation.
Can you repeat that? I lost focus there for a second. Can you repeat that? I lost focus for a second.
Yes, all right. It takes the focus. That's what we're talking about. So what you experienced is what we're talking about. When you're thinking about the box, the focus is on the box, not what's in the box.
Okay.
So if that's what it takes to get you to relax and allow source to flow freely and easily to you, what do you care how it works?
So it's just
works.
A trick.
Well, it's not
a trick. Really.
It's the essence of creation. If you call the essence of creation a trick, okay. You can be P.T. Barnum if you want to, but he laughed his ass all the way to the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So it's all relative. But now, what you say out loud, sets up. That's the 3 process. That's number 3.
Okay.
Now, 2 is you have a non-physical. Non-physical then gets involved and starts working out the bill of particulars and the details. Okay?
Okay.
Works it all out, solves it, arranges it, sets the seat, gets the seat ready, gets the invitation, gets you a satellite seat at the World Poker Tour, blah, 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 blah. Works out all those other particulars, and you're scratching your head or your ass. One of them's itching. You don't know which one. But, hey, I don't know how I got here from here, but it sure is fun. This is fun here. Okay? And you don't have any propensity regarding it other than this is great fun. You mean they actually give me damn money to go sit and play cards, which is what I do for free anyway? I pay to play cards, and now they're going to give me money for doing something for free? How cool is that? This is amazing. Okay, now you get to number 1 of a 3-2-1 process. Number 1 is where you get to qualify and decide if it is indeed the fastest path to your joy or not. You see, you create a contrast for you to decide, and then you adjust. You adjust, you adjust, you adjust. Because you could say something like, I want $100 million. Non-physical says, bam, and they start arranging it and working it out. And then you find your days are being dealt with accountants and lawyers and tax people and blah, 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 blah. And then you find out about 40 hours of your week is just managing the day-to-day ongoings of your household. And you go, WTF.
And that might not be your...
WTF. That you can have this crap. Like, this is no fun. This is a damn job.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, then you get to number one, and you get to adjust that. You say, okay, let's try it with $10 million. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So the simpler you make this 3-2-1 aspect, the easier it is. Bob started off with intending for a Snicker bar to come into his reality.
They're good.
And you go, come on, Ion, that's nothing. Well, to Bob, it was everything then. That's not anymore. But in then it was. He didn't know where the money came from. He didn't know how they got there. He just knew they were in the meat box, and they were just always there. And he just intended, and they came. He got to where he didn't even ask Carolyn to pick them up at the market. She'd just get a case. Didn't even ask. And that intention...
Right.
It's just that. Now, it got so much to the point to where he could have it and not affect his body because his body is perfect. His body does everything it's supposed to do. It's not what you put in your mouth. It's what you say about what you put in your mouth that has an effect on you. Okay? Same way with your bets and your pulls. How you stack your chips is how they count the table, is it not?
How
you
count.
Stack your chips is how they count the table, is it not?
How do you mean how they count the table?
They count the table.
Food.
If you're looking at somebody and you're trying to decide if you what's the magic bet to push them all in, if they've got their chips all screwed up and stacked and you can't at a glance know that they've got you down chip 2-1 in chips, that would piss you off after a second.
Right.
And if you watch, that's when they get really, really weird is people don't stack the way that they think they should stack so that they can at a glance and go, okay, he's got me 3-1, okay, he's got me 2-1, okay, he can buy me out by pushing all in and I'm screwed, you see.
Right.
To put my term to play in jeopardy. So you want to be able to, at a glance, calculate where the table is of how they count the table. So if you
online is good for that because it gives you a numeric value right there and then, so I don't have to worry about that. But maybe one day when I'm at the World Series of Poker playing live in Vegas, I might have to take that into account.
Well, try a little heads up and it'll change your world.
A little heads up?
Heads up poker.
Yeah. How will that change?
You constantly want to know because, see, your parameters are a game of two. So the probability changes. So the only thing that's in play is who has which number of chips. Okay.
I avoid pushing all in prior to the river more often than I am now.
Well, are you winning every time you want to?
Not every time I want to, no.
Well, then we say lather, rinse, and repeat. Do you have a shampoo bottle?
Yes, I do. I don't have much hair, though.
That's all right. You don't require hair, baby. The shampoo bottle, if you read the directions, it says lather, rinse, and repeat. And what you find out is that it takes less and less shampoo to get the same amount of lather. Same way, if you equate lather with contrast, you'll notice that if it takes a tiny little bit of shampoo or contrast to get this great big amount of voluminous lather, that's way cool. That's way cool. Because it's kind of like, okay, fine. So then that's sort of how it comes into an ebb and a flow balance. Okay, so now, back to what we were talking about in the 3-2-1 process. You adjust in your number one state of play.
By speaking about what or thinking about what I want.
No. You already thought about what you want. Now you're qualifying it specifically, fine-tuning it.
Okay.
If someone told you to tune into a radio frequency of the ball game, okay, 103.5, and you tune into that, and the station, for whatever reason, you're not getting the ball game clear, you might go to 103.6 or 4. And it may come in clearer for you by fine-tuning that process to enjoy what your desire was, what you said was, I would like to enjoy and listen to the ball game. Okay? That's number one, where you slightly tweak and adjust it.
Yeah, okay.
And you would do that with almost with every single hand, but before you did that, you would do it with every single tournament. But before you did that, you'd do it with the intention of why you're even playing cards in the first place.
Okay. I think I'm getting that.
Yeah, and another fun way you...
Is there a cue? Because I felt like in the past that I've like kind of just woken up and one day and like today feels right to play cards. Is that non-physical giving me a cue that that's going to be a winning day?
No. Winning day has nothing to do with emotion. Winning is not an emotion. Winning is something you achieve. Emotion is not what you're trying to achieve. So why in the world would you gauge your outcome based on your emotion? Sometimes you fight so you can have makeup sex, do you not?
Yep.
Well, when you fight, is it because you're looking for the orgasm, or is it because you're just going to fight and then you're going to work it out that way? See, which is it? Or when you're all cuddly and all of a sudden it's just a spontaneous interaction, that becomes a different conversation. But either way, if as long as the orgasm is there, what difference does it make? And that's the same thing we're saying to you right here. It's never about the emotion. It cannot be about the emotion, because that will leave your genitalia in the dirt every single time. Just like love is not an emotion.
Right. It's a force field.
Well, if you play cards within your force field, meaning that you love to play cards, that should never, ever be in response to an emotion.
Okay.
If it takes an emotion to get you an erection, it won't last long, baby.